Welcome to Peace, Health, and Joy with Diana Wallace, a designated space in your life to receive encouragement, equipping, empowerment, and hopefully even entertainment. You guessed it, with that alliterative intro for ease, I'm a former pastor's wife and homeschool mom. But also, I've been a holistic wellness coach specializing in mysterious, hopeless situations by actively partnering with the Holy Spirit in my work since 2006. If you're looking for a unique approach to integrating wellness of spirit, soul, and body from a Christian perspective, you are in the right place. My southern accent shares my Arkansas roots, but these days my home is in Alaska. I'm tickled pink for you to join me today. Let's get started. Welcome back to Peace, Health, and Joy with Diana Wallace, and it's me. Today, we're going to focus on the health part of peace, health, and joy. And it might be fair to warn you that you're going to want to put on your geek glasses because we are going to deep dive into, do you have the guts to be healthy? About 10 years ago, I was at a women's networking event. And you know how it goes at those kinds of events. Everybody comes up, you know, and they tell you about themselves and they ask what you do and you share your little prepared 60-second elevator speech, all that kind of good thing. That day, I was just feeling kind of simple about the whole thing. And so the first woman that came up and said, you know, told me all about herself. And she said, what do you do? And I said, well, I am a gut health expert. And she was like, what? Or maybe I didn't say expert. I'll bet you I said specialist. I think I said I'm a gut health specialist. And she goes, a gut health specialist? And I said, oh, gut. And she said, what is that? What is a gut health specialist? 10 years ago, we were not talking about the gut. But over the last few years, it's really become a bit of a buzzword. So today in this episode, I thought it would be appropriate for us to do a little deep dive into what the gut even is and why gut health even matters. Now, if this is your cup of tea and you are like, spill the tea, girl, then you are in the right place. And you know what? You might be listening to this going, wait a second. The last episodes were about forgiveness. I want to hear more about that. That's going to be coming in future episodes. But in and out throughout our time together, or off and on throughout our time together, we're going to take some time to talk about peace, things that bring peace into our lives, like forgiveness. We'll talk about health today, gut health. We'll talk about joy. I've got some friends that are going to be joining me here on the podcast over the next few months. And so if this is your cup of tea, stay here with me. And if it's not, I hope that you'll check back before too long because the topics are going to be a little different every single time. So, all right, let's go ahead and jump into, do you have the guts to be healthy? Let's talk about what your gut even is in the first place. When you think of gut, what picture comes into your mind? I know, a beer gut, right? You just see some big old beer belly and you think, yep, that's a gut. That is an external visual of what a gut could be. But in real life, absolutely everybody has a gut, whether or not you drink beer or have a belly, okay? And our gut could also be called our microbiome. And here's what's kind of cool. If you're squeamish, this could kind of gross you out, but stay with me. If you get squeamed out, go ahead and stay with me just a little longer because there's hope. This story is going to have a happy ending, okay? So with your gut, your microbiome, it is made up of about 100 trillion cells. Those go from the top of your hair, even if you have hair that's kind of piled up high on top of your head like mine, from the top of your hair to the bottoms of your feet. Everything inside and outside of your body constitutes your microbiome, and it is approximately 100 trillion cells. Here's the weird part, okay? Only about 10% of those cells are human cells. The rest are something else. Well, what kind of something else, right? You're like, spill it. Tell me what it is. Other kinds of microorganisms that live in your microbiome could be things like viruses, bacteria, fungus. Oh my goodness, it could even be parasites. I know that's the one that always gets everybody the most excited. I've had so many clients say to me, "What are you saying to me? I could have a parasite in my body." And in real life, if you have a pet in your home or you have animals outside that you touch on a regular basis, if you garden, if your hands ever get into the dirt, then there's a good chance you have had some kind of contact with parasites. And this is only a problem if they get out of balance in your body. Okay, so that is a little bit about your microbiome. 100 trillion cells, top of your hair, bottoms of your feet, inside, outside, upside down. Only 10 trillion are human. The other trillion are what we're going to call the Wild West. Fungus, bacteria, parasites, viruses, all kinds of things. Anything not human, but still part of you. So we'll call that the Wild West. Honestly, as long as things are balanced in the Wild West, as long as the sheriff stays in town, and the sheriff would be like in your body, the thing that keeps you balanced. We're gonna call that a healthy gut. Okay, so the healthy gut could be like the sheriff. As long as everything's healthy and balanced, the integrity of your gut lining is strong, all is well in the Wild West. What can throw your gut Wild West off balance? What kinds of things can affect that? It could be things like stress. What? Of course it's going to be stress. And let me be clear. When we think about stress, we think about our, you know, mental health, our emotional health. Something scary happens. That stresses us out. We have a conflict with someone in our life. That stresses us out. That would be like emotional stress, but stress can also be mechanical. It could be that something in your body is just not functioning optimally. It could be that your spine is out of alignment. Lots of different things can create mechanical stress in your body, organ weakness, nutrient deficiency, lots of things like that. Then there's the emotional stress that we think about. And then there's nutritional stress, which has to do with what goes into our mouth that we consider to be food that may or may not be a blessing to our body. Now, I don't know if you just noticed the letters that I just described, the stressors, M-E-N. Men are actually not inherently a stressor, okay? But stressors can be mechanical, emotional, or nutritional. And for what it's worth, I did learn that from a male practitioner at a course I attended years ago. I hope it sticks with you. Alrighty. So those are some things, or let's see, stress is one of the things that can get your Wild West out of balance. Other things that can cause imbalance in the gut are medications. It could even be over-the-counter medication. It could be prescription medication. Certain medications are probably more known for affecting our overall gut wellness. We think about antibiotics, but really anything that affects your nervous system, anything like anti-anxiety, antidepressant medications are impacting your nervous system, is going to impact your gut. Junk food is definitely going to impact your gut. Sugar. Pretty much all sugar. Now, we could get a little long-haired and picky about, well, what about maple syrup and what about honey? Just roll with those, okay? I think that those are natural and in balance and in moderation. Those are great. I love to have a little maple syrup with heavy whipping cream in my Earl Grey tea, right? Like that is something that I love to drink, but I just have a little bit of maple syrup in there. And that is a natural sweet. And I don't believe that that is going to big time impact my gut balance. Okay. But you know what I'm talking about? One cookie every now and then is okay. 12 cookies a day, you bake cookies, that might kind of freak out your gut a little bit. And doesn't that make sense? That's not really moderate. Okay, so I want to go back for a second and talk a little bit about, we've talked about what your gut is and what throws it out of balance. But let's take a minute to look at what does your gut even do in your body? Because as a gut health specialist for over 15 years, I find that most people think about the gut and they think about, do you or do you not poop? Are your bowels moving? Is your colon rolling? That is what they think of when they think of the gut. And that is not wrong, but also that is not complete. That is not a complete picture of what your gut does. Did you know about 70% of your immune system resides in your gut? When our gut gets off balance, we're more likely to catch those bugs and germs that are floating around at the office that our kids bring home from school. And so our immune system becomes compromised when our gut is out of balance. Also, 70% of our nervous system, 70% of our neurotransmitters. Okay, there's the little geeky part, okay? Neurotransmitters are things that are in your body that help your nerves be able to talk to each other. So 70% of your neurotransmitters are in your gut. Why would that even matter? Neurotransmitters are very important in your body. See how I'm taking my hands? If you're listening on audio, you can just kind of imagine I'm doing my hands like in a clapping motion. If you're watching YouTube, you're like, I see that. You can do it too. All right. But when we move our hands, that's because we have nerve impulses going from our brain to our hands that say, move, clap yourselves together, pull yourselves apart. That is a beautiful example of neurotransmitters being able to do in your body the job that God purposed them to do. When your gut is out of balance, your neurotransmitters are affected, and you may notice differences in your nervous system. Those could look like feeling anxious, feeling sad, feeling cloudy in your thinking, having moods that fluctuate. They could go high, they could go low, they could be both in a short period of time. Think neurotransmitters, think gut. Do you have the guts to be healthy? Is your gut optimized right now? If it's not, I can't begin to tell you how much you are in the right place, because we're going to unpack not only really what your gut does, how it works in your body. I'm just going to go a little bit further with this. Then we're going to talk about how you can naturally support your gut to help it optimize, to help it operate in a way that is genuinely a blessing to everything in your body. So all this gut stuff is actually not new at all. It even went on and began many, many years before my networking event 10 years ago. In fact, it was Hippocrates who was said to be what? Who? Who was Hippocrates? Like the father of medicine. Like people think of Hippocrates like a long, long time ago. And he had some of the early ideas and thoughts about medicine. Medical practitioners still take something called the Hippocratic Oath. First, do no harm. First, do no harm. That's such a good word. Hippocrates also said, all disease begins in the gut. All disease begins in the gut. When I think about that, I think like this, and I'll bet you do too. If all disease begins in the gut, there's a good chance all healing could begin there too. Do you agree with that? I think so. I bet we can agree about that. So in our body, there's this one particular nerve I want to talk about today. We know that 70% of all the neurotransmitters, which help nerves be able to communicate, are made in the gut. But let's just talk about one particularly important nerve today, and I'm going to call it the vagus nerve. Depending on what part of the world you live in, you may call it the vagus nerve, the vagus nerve. I don't know, whatever else you want to say it like. It doesn't actually matter. As long as I'm saying it and you understand what I'm saying, then we're communicating, okay? So we're going to talk about the vagus nerve for just a moment. It is a physical nerve. It's an actual nerve, and it's one of the bigger nerves, if not the biggest nerve in your whole body. And it runs from your gut to your brain and from your brain to your gut. It is an information superhighway that would make the internet seem sluggish. And we know with good Wi-Fi how fast the internet can be, the vagus nerve is quicker. Constant communication loop between the brain and the gut and the brain. 70% of your neurotransmitters that help nerves communicate with each other are made in your gut. I know I've already said that like 4 or 5 times. I believe things that are really important deserve to be repeated. We may not hear it the first 4 or 5 times. But if that is the case, this vagus nerve constantly communicating between your brain and your gut and your brain and your gut, we want to take good care of our nerves. When the vagus nerve or vagus nerve is impacted, literally, there are so many different situations that can happen in the body. So we want to make sure that we're taking care of that. So how do we take care of our gut? What are some natural ways that we can support the gut? Well, remember things that disrupt it. Stress. Learning how to manage stress can go a long ways in taking care of your gut. And you know how in those first couple episodes that you may have already listened to, and if you haven't, and this piques your interest, go back and listen to this. We talked about the healing power of forgiveness. And in my practice as a naturopathic doctor for over 17 years, I found a lot of people have hurt feelings. If you have hurt feelings, that actually creates stress in your body. If somebody has done you wrong and it hurts your feelings and you still feel hurt when you think about that memory, that creates stress in your body. And if that's going on, I'm going to refer you to episode number 2 and number 3, where you can hear more about how giving forgiveness to someone, even if they don't deserve it, can actually be a blessing to your body. And yeah, that impacts your gut health. It's a big deal. Also, we want to make sure if we're supporting our body for the things that impact our gut in the first place. So we talked about stress messes it up. We talked about medications. Always, of course, review your medications with your medical doctor. Make sure the things you're taking, you still need to take. Sometimes you're taking things that you weren't supposed to take as long as you did, or I mean, just different things. But make sure that you're educating yourself and you're in communication with your prescriber. Over-the-counter medications. Make sure you don't take what you don't need. Take what you need. Don't take what you don't need. And when you can get really intentional about using medications as their purpose, they can bless your body. But sometimes they can throw off the balance. One that always, for sure, messes with your microbiome is antibiotics. And there is totally a time and a place for antibiotics, okay? But when you take an antibiotic, some doctors will even say to you, make sure you're getting some kind of probiotic, either at the same time as you're taking the antibiotic or after. Totally depends on the medication. Take your doctor's wisdom on that, okay? Personally, when I have had to take antibiotics, I have learned, take the antibiotic, and then after I'm done with it, then go to work on rebalancing my microbiome. Because if I start taking probiotics while I'm taking antibiotics, sometimes it can impact the effectiveness of the antibiotic, and we don't want that. We want it to find and accomplish its purpose and not to impact that work by taking a probiotic at the same time. Totally talk with your doctor about the timing on that. So when we are dealing with a stress, what throws off the balance of the Wild West of your microbiome, we talked about stress, we talked about medication, and we talked about food. Seriously, I know you know what you're supposed to do. I know you know that you feel better when you eat certain foods, and most of us can always make improvements, okay? But just know, when you have food that stresses out your gut, there will be impact in your body, okay? Just going to leave it at that. I'm not going to go to meddling too much today. I want to encourage you and hopefully put you in a position that when you leave this podcast, that you're going to feel encouraged and empowered. So how can you help your gut heal naturally? I want to talk about two components of your physical gut. In the body, when we think of the gut, we typically think of, yes, the microbiome, but more specifically, we think about our small intestine and our large intestine. They work together all the time. And so if you support your intestinal lining, that will bless your whole entire body. Why? So let's talk about the colon. The colon is kind of like an upside down U shape. It is located in your lower abdomen. It kind of like the top of the upside down U is around the area of your belly button. So it comes up and goes back down. And in the colon itself, like the actual colon, is intentionally, it's almost like it's got little tiny perforations in it. So think about like garden hoses. Your colon is more like a soaker hose that you would put out and turn on the water, and the water doesn't like come squirting out of the end necessarily. It just kind of seeps through the lining of the soaker hose. That's sort of how your colon is. It has on purpose little tiny openings that are designed to be little tiny, mostly so that your colon can absorb water so it can keep rolling by getting stuff that has been sent to your colon to eliminate from your body. It needs to have water to make that happen. But sometimes things that have been assigned to leave your body hang out in the colon longer than they should. And so if your colon ain't rolling, then things that are supposed to be leaving the building, supposed to be leaving your body, are hanging out there. And if they're hanging out there too long, over time, the colon can kind of start to let some of those, most of the time it's toxic, something toxic needs to leave your body. And it can literally seep back through the lining of your intestines into your bloodstream. And your whole body is rolling its eyes, basically. I'm Wallace paraphrasing here, but basically your whole body is like, oh man, I already sent that to leave the building, but now it's reabsorbing into my bloodstream. So the liver has to reprocess things. The kidneys have to reprocess things. The lungs may be involved. And so the other organs of elimination in your body are all having to bear extra burden just because your colon isn't rolling. And so that is a problem. Drinking plenty of water is actually going to help your colon keep rolling. Okay. But we want to make sure that the lining, the integrity of the lining, is strong. That is very important. So I'm going to talk about a few supplemental things that you might consider adding to your program. None of this is medical advice. I am not a medical doctor. I am here to educate you, to equip you, to encourage you, to empower you. But I don't diagnose, treat, prevent, or even cure anything. I just help educate people on how their bodies are supposed to work. And sometimes I'll offer things that might be helpful. Always, always, always talk to your doctor before you start a new program or anything like that. So, to support the gut lining, there are so many approaches to this, okay? One approach is something called collagen. Collagen. There are different kinds of collagen. There's marine collagen, which comes from fish. There's fish collagen, marine collagen. There's chicken collagen, which is actually especially great at helping support gut lining. There's bovine, which comes from cows, bovine collagen. And there are just different kinds of collagen. And whenever you use a supplemental collagen, like you could totally drink bone broth and that's great. That's going to be either chicken or beef. But when you usually purchase like a collagen that's already like in a powder form, it is going to be more diverse, which may be beneficial for your body. But collagen, especially chicken collagen, is known to help support that gut lining. So a collagen I like to use is, well, we'll come to that later. I'll leave you in a little bit of suspense. Okay, so collagen can be helpful for the actual lining. But what is going on inside the intestinal lining is just as important as the lining itself. And so a product that I love to use to help keep the inside stuff inside the intestines balanced and to try to keep or bring balance back to that wild, wild west is probiotics. Probiotics. And these are natural strains of bacteria that naturally occur in your gut, and you can supplement with them to help bring balance back to your gut. I want to talk about a particular one, Lactobacillus plantarum. This is a strain of probiotic that is known to be neuroprotective. What that means is it protects the nerves in your nervous system, in your body. This is a big deal. There are supplements out there that are like, oh yes, we have Lactobacillus plantarum, and they have like one strain of it, and that is cool. The formula that I take every morning, I take it first thing when I wake up in the morning, it has four different strains of Lactobacillus plantarum. That is so important for our nervous system. We've got to have that. It has other strains that are awesome for digestion, other strains that are helpful for our mood. But that Lactobacillus plantarum, if you're Googling it right now, it's going to curl your hair about what a big deal that is in your nervous system. And also, this particular probiotic formula is amazing to help provide immune system support. Now, probiotics are cool, but probiotics are even cooler and do even better when we make sure we get plenty of fiber in our diet. And honestly, it is easy in the American culture where I live to not get a lot of fiber naturally or easily. And it can be just almost as easy to do it. Just as easy, but also a little more work, okay? In real life, do we all eat an apple a day to keep the doctor away? No, but there's actually something to that. Apples have a certain kind of fiber. They contain something called malic acid that is so awesome at helping bind toxins in your body, bind with them, and escort them out of your body through your colon. And so I like to use a prebiotic formula that contains apple fiber, among other things, to help support my body with plenty of fiber. But also, that same prebiotic formula acts as food for the probiotic formula. How cool is that? So it's really a more holistic approach. So that is how we would want to support what is within. So we've talked about collagen, probiotics, we've talked about prebiotics. Also within, we want to talk about something called food enzymes. I use a formula called Digestive Aid, which is a broad spectrum enzyme formula. Now, this particular one is unique. I've never really found, heard, or taken one like this before because it is a little tablet that will dissolve in your mouth. And it kind of tastes like a candy. And so ideally, when we take enzymes, enzymes help break down the food that we eat. And that's important because when our food is properly broken down, then our body can get more nutrition from the food that we're eating. And so taking a food enzyme helps your body be able to get more nutrition from the food that you're eating. And you want to make sure you're taking a broad spectrum. That's going to include things like protease to break down your proteins. lipase to break down your fats, amylase to break down your carbohydrates. And if you can throw in a couple other ACEs, different kinds of enzymes to additionally break down the sugars in your food, in this day and age, that is a great idea to do. That is a good thing to do to really support your body. So I take Digestive Aid, which is an enzyme formula, a broad spectrum enzyme formula. The last thing that I put together, in fact, here in just a moment, I'm going to actually put all this together in front of you, let you see how simple this is, because I'm talking about these products and it can sound like, oh my gosh, does she just like stay home and take products all day? No. I've got too much going on and I know you do too. So I take one pill first thing in the morning. I mix up this little drink. Sometimes on a full busy day when I'm going to be out and about running around, I'll mix up my drink before I leave the house with collagen, prebiotic, and this final ingredient that I'm going to talk about here in just a moment. And then throughout the day, I take one or two, and sometimes I take more of the little Digestive Aid yummy enzyme chews. Sometimes I just have them because I want something. Kind of like when you go for grabbing like a stick of gum or a breath mint or some kind of candy or something, I'll just pop in an enzyme, knowing that if I put that in my mouth and there's not food in my stomach, it will go into my bloodstream clinical trial show, that it will be in your bloodstream within 30 minutes or less. 30 minutes or less enzymes. If you take them on an empty stomach, at that point, they become something called proteolytic. At that point, they're not helping digest the food that you've just eaten. They are in your bloodstream to help address any kind of proteins, fats, carbs, whatever, floating around in your bloodstream that should not be there. These enzymes actually act kind of like a little Pac-Man. And you know how like Pac-Man never gets like really big and full. He actually metabolizes all those weird little things that he eats. The enzymes are kind of like that as well. I like little visuals like that when I'm teaching and when I'm learning, because that helps me remember what we're talking about in the first place. And so forevermore, when you think of a little Pac-Man, you may think about enzymes. And that's kind of geeky, but that's cool. We're okay with that. The last component of this gut supporting system that I like to use on a daily basis is something that contains vitamin B12, which gives cells energy, which they need to be able to detoxify. It also contains ingredients that help keep the blood sugar stable. Why does that matter? Because remember how sugar stresses the gut? It's not just the sugar that you eat, like the brownies, the cookies, the whatever. It's the blood sugar levels in your body that may not be staying stable. They may spike, they may drop. You know the feeling both ways. And so this particular formula contains some ingredients just to help keep the blood sugar balance stable. I love that. And I love simple. Okay. So I'm going to take a moment here. If you're watching on YouTube, you're going to get to watch this. If you're driving along, listening in your car, I'm going to try to give like a blow-by-blow a verbal explanation of what's happening here. But I have a glass of water and my little cup here says Gut Glow. That is just the super cute name that we have given to this drink. And the first thing I usually like to add is collagen. This particular collagen is pina colada flavored. Okay, I'm actually not a person who drinks alcohol, but I like the pina colada flavor. So that's what a pina colada tastes like. Well, that's cool. But this is just a very subtle coconut and some kind of maybe pineapple or something flavor. I love it. All right. Next, we're going to put in, I love how this is packaged, a nice little stick of something called prebiotic. This is what is going to be feeding the probiotic that we took first thing in the morning. So we're going to take our little prebiotic stick. We're going to put it into our glass. Kind of cool when you do that. There's like this little powdery stuff that just floats up in the air. those of you who are driving, I'm describing what's happening here, but it is kind of cool. Last thing we're adding is something called Trim Sticks. And Trim Sticks is excellent at helping support blood sugar. It has B12 in it to help us be able to have a healthy nervous system, to help ourselves be able to have energy, to be able to do all the detoxifying work that we're asking them to do. So here we have the Gut Glow. I'm going to use a little hand whipper. It's, gosh, I don't even know what they call it, but it's like a, some people call it a zit zit. But that's not actually what you search when you go on Amazon. I think it might be called like a little hand milk frother or something like that. I like to use this because the prebiotic fiber seems to mix better in water if you use a little whipper like this. And if you don't have one, it's not the end of the world. They're super affordable on Amazon, but you can also put this in a shaker cup with like one of those little ball thingies that is kind of wire. Okay. And so then we just drink down our Gut Glow. I won't drink the whole thing right now, but I will be finishing it off after we finish our little time together here today. Last thing I want to talk about today, I'm only going to spend a couple minutes on this, is something that you may have heard of that you may or may not put together with gut health, but your gut, we've talked about, it's a big part of your immune system. Of course, it's a big part of your digestive system. It is a humongous part of your nervous system, and it's also extremely involved in your hormone balance. Literally. I recently had someone reach out to me and they said, I think I have a gut problem. I think I'm having a gut health problem. And I thought, you know what? I think everybody is, really. We've all just gone through, over the last 4 years, a significant global pandemic event that disrupted everyone's life. That's stressful. It was stressful. Some people lost people that they loved. Some people lost their jobs. Some people lost life as they knew it. And that is a stress that actually unites us. We all have that in common. Those who had experienced trauma before, that stress kind of leveled the field. We've all experienced a trauma now. And so, among other things, your gut helps modulate stress in your body. It helps modulate your hormone balance. And I want to specifically talk about one hormone just for the next couple minutes, not for a long, long time. But this hormone is getting a lot of play. play's not the word. A lot of airtime. This particular hormone has really kind of had a heyday. Maybe that's what I'm trying to say, over the last 3 or 4 years. And it is called GLP-1. GLP-1 stands for glucagon like peptide. It is made in your intestines. Do you hear how this could actually all be related? It is made in your gut. When your gut is healthy, when the Wild West is balanced, when all is well in the kingdom, your body will manufacture plenty of GLP-1 to help keep your body in a place to be able to burn fat, to be able to lose weight, to be able to improve your glucose tolerance, to be able to keep down your insulin resistance. GLP-1 is also super important as far as your body's overall inflammatory responses. GLP-1 is a big player in your body. And a few years ago, not too long ago, pharmaceutical companies found a way to inject a synthetic form of GLP-1 into the body to kind of trick the body into doing the things that GLP-1 does naturally. And that has worked for a lot of people. But some people are looking for a natural approach to the possibility of boosting GLP-1 production in the body. Yeah, it can happen. And so I will drop in the show notes below a link where you can get some more information about a natural product called GLPX. If your body needs some help reducing the inflammatory responses inside, if it needs help improving glucose tolerance, if it needs help reducing insulin resistance, if it needs help being able to let go of weight and or fat, or manage your body's like fluid levels, fluid retention, water balancing, if your body needs any of that, you might want to check out the information about GLPX, because it is new, it is cutting edge, it contains a trademarked ingredient. There is nothing else like this on the market at this time. And I just invite you to read more so you can feel empowered about your own health, about your own well-being. I'll totally have a link in the show notes below where you can go and read more about that. Or you're welcome to message me. You can message me on Instagram at Diana Wallace ND. And I'm so happy to help you with any questions you have. Okay, so let's look here. How's your geekiness? You holding up okay? It looks like I covered everything I purposed to cover in this episode. So thank you for being with me today. I hope that there was something in this episode to help encourage you to boost your health. It is the Peace, Health, and Joy with Me podcast. It is my hope and my intention to share things with you to encourage you to be able to walk in more peace, to be able to thrive in better health, so that you can really feel joy. You can feel joy in your life. Until next week, I hope you are just like walking around, genuinely sensing the peace, health, and joy that God has purposed for you. And I look forward to seeing you next week.
This has been Peace, Health, and Joy with Diana Wallace. Thanks for spending some time with me today. If this episode was encouraging to you, will you please do a couple things? One, leave me a review so other people can find this podcast. And two, subscribe so you never miss an episode. Until we meet again, I'm praying your week ahead is stuffed full with peace, health, and joy.